Time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? That according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Are they to be held liable? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. This is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case today. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary, adjective, Latin, arbitrarius, depending on will or discretion, not governed by any fixed rules, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Take note, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness. Friends, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. How ridiculous. Furthermore, I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? It cannot. And let me ask you one more question, a common sense question, and by the way, a very sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. He blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence, and rightly so. Friends, remember, arbitrary government is not American government. We are ruled by law, not the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, "To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." Friends, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Don't ever forget that. Yet, what the courts are attempting to do in this country, remember, contradicts what our forefathers have established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities are protected with guns. Yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, you know, them that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." The irony is that the victims are then to call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. These in government that work for we the people would have you believe that, somehow or another, they have delegated authority to strip their employers from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Americans, think. Well, the good news is that someone is thinking. A Michigan state lawmaker's newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal indeed, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Oh, P.S., don't forget about the eyewitnesses that contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. Because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Indeed.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, go to 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Heaven and the Constitution is the only stability that we have, said President Buchanan, and he was 100% correct. Not to question the infallible word of the living God, because he's not a man that he should lie in any sense of the word. I just want to make sure everybody understands that we're giving people the resolve from the word of God and the Constitution, which is called common law, through the Declaration of Independence, which is called the seedbed. Remember, our rights come from God, and those that serve we receive delegated authority from we, the people. They do what we allow them to do and what it is that we restrain them from doing. They operate in the scope of authority delegated to them, not outside of that. But is that what we're seeing today? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. Folks, I just want to make clear before we start talking about the topic today and concerning how you're under attack by both federal and state governments in unison. They're attacking the American people once again, doing their best to disarm them in the process of pushing forth their agenda. And it doesn't matter, folks, in this uniparty system, if it's those unconstitutional Republicans or those unconstitutional Democrats. It doesn't matter. They don't exist constitutionally, okay? It is a uniparty system. Both roads are leading to the same agenda. Both sides are playing and acting on the behalf of their said masters, and it's a foreign power. They're at war with who we are, Americans. Do understand that. Don't kid yourself and don't deceive yourself into believing otherwise. You are under attack by your said representatives, and you know who they are. You know who they are, friends. It's their job to uphold the law, not to destroy, to transgress the law, which is sin within itself, 1 John 3:4. But before I start getting into it right quick. I want you to listen to this carefully because we need to talk about this. Because right now, federal and state governments, if you want to call them that, which is a reflection of the American people and what it is that they tolerate, you do need to understand that they are working in unison. Isaiah 28, verse 18, to disarm the American people. Well, of course, exemplifying themselves somehow or another. They have the mindset that we work for them. I want to remind them, I do not. They work for me. And the American people need to understand, we the people are the government. And until we mean what we say, this is going to continue on until the point that you are disarmed. And that's not a joke. When we look at the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, what does it say? A well-regulated militia. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. You Americans are the militia. Well, it says, well, within the Congress, they're the ones that decide. Who is Congress? The voice of we, the people. All authority goes back to we, the people, no matter how they write it. Under God, period. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, not a tyrannical state, the right, the God-given right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, not violated. Do you understand? Federal and state government has zero business attacking the American people when it comes to their God-given rights. Again, I'm just educating you. You don't have to listen to me. Matter of fact, a majority of you aren't, regardless if you agree with me or not. You're just going along with it to your own demise. And you better rest assured that once you're disarmed, you're done. Matter of fact, don't ask me what's the rule book that they're playing by. You guys all know who Saul Alinsky is, right? Sounds just like Mao Zedong, exactly like Mao Zedong, the communist dictator, the mass murderer of his own people, along with his buddy, the Red Terror, called Joseph Stalin from Russia. He said, Saul Alinsky did, they have the guns and therefore we are for peace. At least that's the impression we want to give them, and for reformation through the ballot. But he said, when the guns are gone and we have the guns, then it will be through the bullet. That's how it's being played out right now. And again, what I want to do is I want to revert back to the preamble to the Second Amendment before we kick the show off today. And I want you to listen carefully. When I say the Bill of Rights or the Thou Shall Nots to those that serve we the people, friends, I really mean it. That's what our forefathers did when they established our constitutional republic as we know it, Article 4, Section 4. So going back to the preamble, okay, of the Bill of Rights, it says, the conventions of a number of states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, they expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse, what you're seeing today on the horizon, of its powers, that the further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So the whole reason the preamble to the Bill of Rights was written, it was to show confidence in the government that they'll never go there because they understand that they don't have the business going there. I want you to remember something, Americans. Government, again, was given for three purposes: to maintain order, not create disorder, to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, not to condemn the righteous and to basically justify the wicked. It's also to restrain men from violating or transgressing God's law, 1 John 3:4. Not the other way around. What you're putting up with today is exactly at war with the purpose the institution of government was given in this country today. And again, we have to put and set the record straight because the bad guys are not going to do it, as we can see, and as you're going to learn in just a moment here. Now, I do want to kick off just a couple topics here before we start rolling into the topic today. I want to show you, America, how the said governors today, along with federal government, at the exact same time, friends, gather together. And they attack the American people. They're trying to disarm you. They're trying to, or at least they sell themselves as the people that are there to fight for their rights. Once they get into the position they occupy, their incumbent in office that they were voted into, they begin to attack the American people. It's what happens every single time. Enough. That means they're installed. That means they're not voted in by the people. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to kick this show off. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Bransner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." I see we got a call coming in right now, but until I see the topic, I'm not taking that call up. I asked several times on the live chat there on Backbone. I want to cover this because we've got a lot to cover, and it's important because, again, you said representatives working together in this covenant to disarm the American people. I think people need to understand when I say they're not being voted in, they're not being voted in. They're being installed to do the things that they're doing. And again, if you're just joining us, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment here. But before we did that, I wanted to remind you, because I haven't done this in probably about a week, week and a half now, but I do want to remind you that there's still a lot of people that are dying from the COVID jab, the agenda that they pushed, and there's still no justice. These are the same people that are simultaneously using the media right now to basically push forth another unconstitutional war. The same people that have continuously created crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis. There's still no judgment, and it's going to continue on until the people, 345 million people, come together and do what they should do and amend their ways before the living God and bring justice. Because without it, it's going to destroy your country. It's just that simple. Isaiah 26, verse 9, the second part of that scripture. 7-year-old Cassidy Baraka vomited for 8 hours after receiving her first COVID mRNA weapon injection. She was then given a second dose, which proved fatal. And despite this, her death certificate says she died from COVID-19. I want to strongly suggest that anybody that puts their trust in the medical industry that are still there, that have not left this circle of crime concerning their adjoinment with that of Big Pharma in making money, they've sold you out. They've sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas did. And at the end of the day, when people wake up, they're going to find out why they should have listened the first time when Bradley Dean tried to give the warning. But I'm telling you this, if they're still in the medical industry, don't tell me for one moment they have no idea what's going on. I just seen a post this morning where four girls got cancer at the same exact time, and the doctors claim that they're baffled. I'm not baffled. You're not baffled. The bottom line is what baffles me is the fact that the people put up with it. You know, I posted just the other day, it's not, you know, I don't mean to purposely offend anybody with the truth of my statements, but I got to tell you, what offends me is what many of you people put up with. It really truly does. And this is exactly why we're in the predicament that we're in today. Enough. Here's another one for you. Ravinder Singh, a 25-year-old defender of Namdahar FC, dies after collapsing with chest pain during a match. Still no justice, Americans. Still no justice. But here, let me show you the mentality of the American people today. And I'm not speaking down on those that know the truth of the matter. No, we're in this together. You should be happy I'm declaring the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. But I want to show you where America's at. Just to show you what's behind all of this. Leviticus 26, start in verse 14, 15, 16, read down to 46, and you're going to see in great specificity who is control at all times, in all places, and in all things. From him, through him, and to him. But here, look at this. You guys all see this Mom Donnie, right? You know, what's interesting is every year on 9/11, we all say never forget September 11th. But yet now, 25 years later, we have a man that's a Muslim, that is the mayor, that's attacking everything that we are as a people. And again, I want to make clear that you all understand, because Bradley's not saying this. The mainstream media told you for 18 years that the Muslims were responsible for the two towers. We know different. We know otherwise. Because 18 years later, now it's that same mainstream media defending Muslims that mean to conquer America. They're the ones that are installing them into positions in government, in the capitals throughout the United States of America and in federal government. That is, in fact, what is going on. They're being made the head, and you're now being made the tail. But I want to go back to this, because Mamdani, right after he won, there's video and pictures of him meeting with the Zionists who are supporting him. The Zionists are the ones, in fact, who are calling themselves Jews, when in fact many of them aren't even Jews. So you know. And they don't even go under their real name. They fall under different aliases, different names. Like Mylakowski, who you know him as Netanyahu, who's an international war criminal, right? But I'm not going to go into all that. But understand who's supporting this guy. Remember, Muslims are the broom in the hand of Israel. Muslims are being used as mercenaries to off public opposition, or sir, political opposition concerning the Zionists of the day, who mean to control and create a new global order. So you know where this is coming from. Okay, you know, it's all about justice. It's all about making America great again. But there's never any justice from the people that are claiming they're making America great again. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump was talking about how he was going to arrest Mamdani. Then he meets him in the People's White House, just like he did Obama. And what does he do? Oh, first class, man. We think just alike. Can't wait to have another meeting with him. He's also appointing men dressed as women on his council, which you're seeing across the country through the Muslims, which again shows you exactly who they are working for, the Zionist, and that is in place to demoralize the American people. They're using these individuals to attack who we are. And let me ask you, who are they going after, friends? More than the children. more than the children, nobody. And the American people still haven't figured it out. So 25 years later, the American people have forgotten. What do they have? This is what happens when leaders prioritize, or should I say representatives, prioritize inclusion over remembrance. Nearly 25 years after 9/11, New York City Hall hosts an event, Ramadan Iftar, complete with group prayers and chants of Allahu Akbar echoing through its halls. That's the said mayor. Oh, and don't demean yourself by suggesting that the people, that 8 million people in New York voted this in. They did not vote her in, or him in, no more than they voted in Ilhan Omar, no more than they voted in Rashida Tlaib. No more than they voted in Ocasio. Just all of them, friends. They're installed. And if you pay attention to it, they're all taking money from the same source called AIPAC. Okay? Prove me wrong. 281-845-4704. Oh, and speaking of the Muslims, isn't it interesting, friends, that if, let me say this, so just so you can understand where I'm going here, because this isn't an attack on any ethnicity. It's an attack on you and me, Goyim, the white people, the Europeans, that both the said Jewish state, those that feed on the commandments of men through the Talmud, they call us Goyim. And they call the Europeans, that's who we are, they hate our guts. And so do the Muslims. Who are they attacking simultaneously? In unison, friends, both groups. But I want to ask you a question. When you expose the crimes of, let's say, a homosexual preying on a child, which we know it's all about, right? Man, boy, sex, that's what it's all predicated upon. Don't ask me, ask them. The Lord calls it an abomination. The American people give it a green light. But the question is when they commit a crime, why is it that we're anti-gay? Why is it, which I am? When you expose the crimes of the Muslims who are here to conquer, not those that assimilate, because they're afforded asylum as well, but when you expose the crime of the Muslims, like the $19 billion of fraud through the Tim Walz criminal administration, why is it that when you expose their crimes, you're called anti-Muslim? Do you understand the browbeating method that they're trying to throw on you and impose on you? Don't you listen to that nonsense. You stand up against it. What, when you're doing the right thing, they want to browbeat you into submission and then say it's your fault for what they're doing? That's exactly what the devil does when he's called, what, the accuser of the brethren. When you expose the crimes of the Zionists, which you're seeing in this administration, in whom many aren't even Jewish, by the way, how is it that when you expose their crimes, how is it that you're now anti-Semite? What are these people, these groups, these ethnic groups that are using their color and their ethnicity to attack anybody they want to? Do they expect to have a green light when it comes to their crimes? And how are we supposed to just overlook them because they're black? Well, I'm white. I'm a European. You're attacking me, and yet I'm not supposed to defend myself with the use of the law. That's what the whole law was given for. Friends, these people are trying to get you to sympathize with their crimes, and you best understand one thing. They're the ones that are playing the victims while the whole time they're attacking. It's exactly what their father does, and you ought to know better than that. When they try to browbeat you, you stand up all the higher, you magnify the law against their crime, and don't you dare move for one moment. Because if you do, this is what's going to happen. You have Muslims in Minnesota now trying
these
to disarm. Listen.
In the battlefield.
Listen to this.
In terms of people protecting themselves, there are other guns people can get.
They're trying to disarm
these
you, people.
Belong.
The Zionists are attempting to disarm you by using the broom of the Muslims to sweep you away. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, a man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead That'll get your blood pumping. Hey, folks, that's my era, okay? I'm sorry, I'm not from the 60s. I'm not from the 50s. I'm not from the 40s. That's my era. I'm an 80s dog, okay? 90s dog. That's just how it goes. And I love music, period. But that's the sort of genre I really probably like more than any other. I love all types of music, though. I just thought I'd share that with you. But again, it will get your blood pumping for sure because it fits the spirit of the show. Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Yes, indeed. Also go over to Hosea 6:5 when you get a moment. Beth, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. A little early on this one, but I'll take you up. What say you?
Hi.
Hi.
I just have to thank you and Jim for being such great educators. Tim had a really good show on about Norman Olson today with the militia.
Okay.
So I looked it up, and I started watching the whole three-hour show. You can tell that it's all a crock of garbage because right away they start talking about our democracy.
Yep.
And some woman, or whatever she is, she was talking about how she started to read the Constitution with the militia in there.
Yeah.
And she couldn't find in there the fact that the people should have a regulated militia.
Yep.
It was funny.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I was
what to do is sidetrack everybody.
Oh yeah, right. Well, that's the problem. It's no joke. It really isn't. 99.9% of what you get out there is modern day conservative garbage. And they're getting all their information.
Exactly.
They're getting their information from Fox News and from other conservatives of the day who make no point of reference to the law that condemns the crime. They don't bring about the resolve. And it's not like it bothers me because they have a platform where they can disseminate their lies. That bothers me in part. But what bothers me more is the people need the answers. And more so than that is we need people out there that are actually leading the way and that are doers of the word, not hearers, only deceiving themselves concerning what it is that they're teaching the people. There's not a better way to teach people than through example, by leading the way as we follow the Christ. Hebrews 13:7. But you're exactly right. I mean, you know, it even comes down to, and I'll just name one topic just to get to the point here, because this hour goes so fast, Beth. But it's like one of the topics where you hear about our forefathers and how they weren't Christians. You know who's promulgating that information, that misinformation, more than people in the pulpits across the country? Nobody. And yet the law of truth is supposed to be in their mouth. I mean, as if to suggest the seeds that were planted by our forefathers were planted by a bunch of devils. And yet today, magically, 86% of the people in this country profess to be Christians. That doesn't jive. That's a contradiction. And if people would put two and two together, they could understand perfectly as to what it is that we're trying to share. So I appreciate your insight. I think, again, people need to understand that our rights come from God. And those that serve our representative government, they serve we the people. And that delegated authority that we give them within the scope to define their work detail, what they can do and what they cannot do, that's all given by the people. Because the people forfeited that, what happens now is we have those said representatives warring against everything our forefathers established. And it shows you a bunch of people in this country that have been deceived to believe that that's the system of government that our forefathers institutionalized. Like the devils that we see in office today. It's just exactly the opposite concerning our forefathers. I also want to say to Beth, too, Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid where it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's exactly why America's in trouble, because they haven't taken the time to study things out for themselves concerning the Word of God and the Constitution, the institution of government that is God-ordained. So I want to make clear that you people understand what I'm saying. Don't sit there and say they, as if they, your said representatives, are corrupt and they can do whatever they want to do without you intervening and put a stop to it. That's not true. Because you've been given provision to put a stop to them and hold them accountable by removing them and prosecuting them. Americans, you can sit back all day and say, where's the justice, like I do. But I'll tell you what, I'm seeking justice by pushing forth the law and magnifying the law against those that have violated their oaths. Believe me when I say that. I'm not done. I'm just starting. And the fact of the matter is I'm doing that on the behalf of our posterity, just like when our forefathers said no more of King George across the pond. Why do you think these feds, these unconstitutional agencies, these alpha organizations in America, why do you think they have a problem when someone talks about the Declaration of Independence? because they don't want you to learn from your forefathers concerning what it is that they didn't put up with. See, it goes back into the middle of the 1800s, and love him or hate him, the North loved him, the South hated him. Abraham Lincoln, 16th president, he was the one that said, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called, we're commanded by God, we're obligated unto our brothers to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. See, people think that that's a thing of the past. It is a thing of the past because the people didn't learn from it. Okay? Go back to President Johnson during the Civil War. Why was he impeached for one fraction, just one violation of the Constitution and the sworn oath? He was removed. He was impeached for one transgression. One. And you know what it was? He replaced the Secretary of War without congressional approval. You know what they did to him? They rounded him up and they kicked him out of office. That's why he was impeached. See, now America, you've been led to believe, and I just seen one yesterday. You guys all know who Jacob Frey is, right? Or Frey? He's from Minneapolis. He's installed. He's from the East Coast. Just like the chief of police, he's from the East Coast, and his wife's a Muslim. Just like Ilhan Omar, she's from Somalia. She's been installed, right? Just like Tim Walz, like I said before, who's from Nebraska. Like Keith Ellison, who's from none other than Michigan. Oh, it keeps going on. None of these said representatives are from Minnesota. No, because they've been installed. Jacob Frey, yesterday, walking down the street in Minneapolis with a smirk on his face, still hasn't been held accountable for inciting domestic insurrection. He's still not been held accountable for his part to play in this massive fraud in the state of Minnesota. Did you hear what I said? And then when he's addressed and confronted by a constituent in Minnesota saying, why is it that you're putting the illegals in front of the people in the state of Minnesota and jeopardizing the lives of the people in Minnesota? Now this is how weak and impotent we have become as a people, that we actually walked up to him and act as if it was up to him as to what he was doing when he commits the act of treason and then defends those that are here illegally above the constituents in the state of Minnesota that allegedly voted him in. That's how stupid people have become. If this would have been the 1700s, folks, they'd have been tarred and feathered. That is a fact. They would have been held up on a rope publicly, and they would have been hung for treason. But not today. That's too extreme to obey God, though you say you love him. That's too extreme to actually fight against the tyrants that mean to rule over and to enslave our children. There's something wrong with the American people. There's something wrong with the moral compass of who they claim to be, because what they say and what they do are two different stories every time, just like the politicians that they claim to stand against. It's called holding the truth in unrighteousness, and the Lord will have none of it. The Lord will have none of it. I want to go back and prove my point. You have Muslims in office in the state of Minnesota. Don't sit there, people from across the country, and get off on the fact that somehow or another, people are so stupid in the state of Minnesota that they actually voted these people in. Now, I want to show you your ignorance concerning massive voter fraud taking place in this country. Are you blind? Do you have eyes to see? Do you not see it? Oh, that's right. Fox News plays it down. They demonize anybody that calls out voter fraud for who it is. But if you go to heritage.org, USA, you're going to find in each state all of the individuals that have been busted for massive voter fraud across the country. And that's including the state of Minnesota. But again, that's one of the agendas of the mainstream media, and it doesn't matter if it's MSNBC or Fox News. They're all dictated by Mockingbird Media CIAs. They're good, useful idiots. And what do? Demonize anybody that means to expose the conspirators for their crimes. Jeremiah 11:9. But again, I want to show you this because the people, 5.9 million people in the state, did not vote this in. Here is a Muslim in the state that is calling forth gun control. Those that mean to conquer are now occupying office where they're now trying to disarm the American people. And the American people, you've been warned every step of the way. Listen to this.
In terms of people protecting themselves, There are other guns people can get. These weapons belong in the battlefield, at war, not anywhere in our communities. And by the way, in our bill, law enforcement and members of the military have an exception.
Okay, so you know, if you can see on social media platforms, before it's news, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can see she's not here to assimilate. She has all her Somalian garb on. That means she's here to conquer, and that's exactly what she means to do. We'll be right back. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Bransner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. That's exactly what's up. People are realizing, yeah. So, I better start. I better start kicking this down. So what we have right now, I'm going to play this next. So you have Muslims in Minnesota that are calling for gun control. You have Muslim mayors in New York attacking who we are, setting themselves up. People haven't come to the conclusion yet that they're being appointed by the Zionists as mercenaries to take off their political opposition. What is it that people you don't understand about history? And it's exactly what scripture says is going to happen. Deuteronomy 28 verse 43. And if you want the whole of it, go to 28:63 in Deuteronomy. 15 blessings, 55 curses, and America still thinks that everything is all well, everything farewells. And they think that somehow or another, if they just go along with the tyrants concerning their next agenda, like I told you was coming, now they have an unconstitutional war, yet they fail to send themselves or their children at the expense of your blood, and you've been told that your children are just dumb, useful idiots, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as foreign pawns. No matter what they say, the people in this country just keep their eyes on the ball when it comes to their favorite politicians. No matter what they say, everything goes well, they think, even at the expense of the children's blood, their own children's blood. Acts or read Amos 4 when you get a moment. But I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends. No matter what you do to tell the American people what's going on, they know it's true. But what they do is they keep their fingers on their eyeballs and act as if it's not they have nothing to do with what's going on. They act like they lie and deceive themselves as to believing that it will never happen here. But yet it's at their front door now. And they're still acting as if it's not happening. And they're still acting like the said administration is making America great again in the face of the opposite of what he says. I mean, we're under attack, Americans. And we're under attack by those that have been sold to us as making America great again. What don't you see if you judge according to the fruit that Jesus tells us to judge them by? Matthew 7:16, and it starts with the professors all over the country. And they sicken me to the core. They really do. Okay? They've even taken on a different gospel. They're sitting there listening to a Schofield who was a heretic bought and paid for by none other than the Rothschilds to create a country that is not even the Lord's. And then to attack anybody that doesn't go along with them. And then to play the victim while they kill, steal, and destroy, just like their father, John 10:10. Now, what we have in front of us, friends, is this. We have the said Virginia legislator adjourns from 2026 session concerning their anti-gun bills on the governor's desk. This was what I was telling you about Jacob Frey. He acts like now that he's in office, just like any other said representative, they act that now that when they're in the office, they're going to decide on what they're going to do, regardless if the people gave them delegated authority to do so or not. See, what they do is they become the judge, the juror, and the executioner once they win office. Before that, they're playing up to the people. In many cases, they're sucking up to the people to get that position. That should be the first clue. People should be aware of those people, because the people that want to be in office, they're of the devil. It's the ones that don't want to be there. Those are the ones that should be in office. We need to get veterans in the office that never want to go that direction again. That's what we need in office. Again, what I said is those that want to be there, they're called of the devil. They are. Here, let me give you a case in point. We have a lesbian, Abigail Spanberger, from Virginia, who was, listen to me, installed. She said, in essence, John Comfort said, "Rules for thee, but not for me, saith she." That's the mantra the radicals in Richmond and anti-gun politicians across the country live by, whether it's exempting themselves from extreme gun control measures or spending exorbitant amounts of money on armed security, defending them from their constituents, and wanting to disarm helpless individuals in this country. These political figures are once again showing they care more about their own self-interest than the safety of the people that they have been elected to represent. Again, people, you got to get past these talking points, because really what it is, this is the establishment talking points. The good guys that you have representing you in many of these organizations today, that's the furthest they're going to go. These are the people, when they're talking about the gun, they say, "Well, we use it for hunting," because they don't want to say the truth of the matter. As a matter of fact, they don't want to say the reason that we've been armed, the reason that we've been given the Second Amendment, is for the very purpose of what we're seeing on the horizon today. They'll never say that. And because they won't say that, you need to avoid them and understand they themselves are a part of the problem as well. Now, let me go over and show you something really quick. You're going to hear a beep. And when you hear a beep between each point, that's just a segment breaker in this short piece. That's all it is. It's not audio. It's just what's on the video itself.
Second Amendment, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
That's why I support
limiting magazine size. It's why I support...
She keeps saying, this is why I agree to limit magazine size. This is why I want to do this and I want to do that. You want to know why she talks that way? Because the people have been led to believe that she can. She doesn't have a right to talk that way. She's not there as the standard in which we go by. She's not there as a law unto herself. She's not the lawgiver. Article 6, Section 2 under the Lord is, and it's her job to discover the law and apply the law. And when it comes to the Second Amendment, it's way off base. But again, for those that don't get caught up, for those that are caught up into this two-party nonsense that doesn't exist, divide and conquer, this is what you're going to put up with. And this is exactly why you're getting it. She is not the point of reference. She is not doing her job. She needs to be impeached and prosecuted. Across the country is what this needs to be done, folks, is justice and judgment upon their heads.
Ensuring that the age at which someone can buy a handgun.
Our forefathers, many of them, even 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, many of the women during the War of Independence, they were all equipped to deal with the British, just so you know. Okay? Many of our children, our forefathers, were minutemen in the War of Independence. Okay? So for this woman to get up there and act as if she's a law unto herself in deciding to dictate who can have a gun and who can't, it is none of her business. None of her business whatsoever.
Is the same as the age at which someone can buy an assault-style rifle. And the lethality of a firearm with an extended or a larger
capacity magazine. And folks, here's the other thing you need to pay attention to. They keep talking about these assault-style military weapons. Hey, folks, first of all, we're not supposed to have a standing army, but yet we have one. And also keep in mind, that standing army and those branches of military just happen to be our boys. They happen to be our uncles. They happen to be our cousins. They happen to be our friends, our neighbors, our grandpas. Okay? That they want to use against us. Hey, the military, friends, the government was never supposed to outarm the American people that they work for. They have it backwards. They have it backwards. Oh, the constituents can't have them, but the military, those that work for you, can have them. Are you paying attention? I hope you are.
Significant. All of these things that we could do if we're looking at raising the age at which one can buy an assault-style rifle.
We filed a discharge petition on the Enhanced Background Checks Act. Mr. Clyburn's bill.
She's another Zionist too, by the way.
Lives have been lost because of the loophole that exists in the current law. And we filed the discharge petition on the assault weapons ban.
But there are no Republicans who support, for example, banning
So now we're back to the two-party
automatic rifles, or at least
again,
even raising the age to 21 to buy.
So he just got done saying the good guys that have been sold to us as the Republicans, you know, none of them are calling for these measures. Hey, I'd ask the question to the good guys in Virginia, then why is it happening? Then why is it happening? See, that's what they don't want you to ask them. I got much more to cover, friends, when it comes to this topic. But I want you to understand that people all over the country, and I want you to listen to me clearly, all over the country, you know what they're doing in Virginia right now? Under this little dictator wannabe, and they need to take it further than that, they're handing out 30 mag clips to the people. Because if she thinks for one moment she's going to attack those individuals in Virginia, she's got another thing coming. Matter of fact, folks, just so you know, here, I'll show you really quick before the end of the show here, which is right now. Check this out. This is in Virginia. So the more they attack, the more the people are coming out to the Capitol and standing in opposition and arming themselves against these devils, these traitors to the American people. Look what they're doing. They're handing out magazines. And people are lined up in a big way to receive their magazines. So you probably want to thank the tyrants for their efforts, because the only thing that they're doing is arming the American people all the more. But I do have to beg one question here. Why is it to ban guns because criminals use them, Is that not to tell a law abider that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless? In other words, friends, are you tired of your said representatives accusing you of the crimes of the guilty? Me too. Love you by what we